It is a beautiful psalm. It starts with this: How majestic is your name in all the earth. And it ends with this: How majestic is your name in all the earth. I was wondering where he was when he wrote this beautiful psalm. Was he in front of Grand Canyon? Or Rocky Mountain? Or Mount Everest? Probably not. But definitely he discovered the majestic world that God created. And he saw the majestic power of God. Sometimes we discover this, the majestic world, the majestic power of God. Sometimes we experience that in life. That's wonderful for us to be able to experience that. I shared with you once when I was taking care of university students a long time ago. I was a pastor for university students. I took them every year to Algonquin, interior canoe troop. Sometimes more than 30 people came, and each canoe has two people. So 15 and more than 15 canoes just going through Algonquin Park. And it's just a wonderful experience there. So sometimes we had a night hike. And, you know, it's a very different from the city. When you go into the woods and forest, you cannot see anything. When it's pitch dark, you cannot see. Even the person right in front of you walking, you cannot even see. So we have to also give signal through the voices, and then we make sounds, and then we walk through in a pitch dark. And at one point, we came to an opening. And then sky opened, and all millions of stars fill up the sky. We're just sitting there. I mean, these are universities, young people like Wayne and James. They are not young anymore. I mean, we're just sitting there, enjoy the moment, the majestic power of God and the majestic world that God created. David experienced the same thing. He was in darkness. His life was in pitch darkness. He could not see anything. He could not see anything ahead of him. His future, he could not see. No light. His life was he lost all kinds of hope, and he was in despair. And today's psalm is Psalm 8. But from Psalm 2 to Psalm 7, David describes his darkness. He was surrounded by enemies who were ready to attack him and kill him. And he expressed these emotions that he had through these Psalms, 6:2-7. In Psalm 2, he said, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain?" Psalm 3, "O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me." Psalm 4, "How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words, seek after lies?" And Psalm 5, for there is no truth in their mouth. Their hearts are destruction. Their throats are open graves. They flatter with their tongues. And Psalm 6, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaking with terror. My soul also is struck with terror. While you, O Lord, how long?" And Psalm 7, "O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. save me from my pursuers and deliver me. Or like a lion, they will tear me apart. They will drag me away with no one to rescue. These were expressions of David. He was in deep darkness, in deep trouble, and in deep danger. He was surrounded by enemies. There was no way out. His life was so dark that he could not see any light, no hope. But when you look at Psalm, it's like through the woods you walk along the park and come to an opening. He went through the darkness of his life and he came to an opening. And then all of a sudden, the sky was filled with beautiful stars. He saw majestic world of God. So when he came to that opening, he started Psalm 8 with this. How majestic is your name in all the earth. My friends, there are times when we feel small. There are times when we are bombarded with so many problems. There are times when we are surrounded by complete darkness. No hope, no light, and no way out. We all feel that sometimes, no exception. Every human being, every person feels that way sometimes. That's why Simon and Garfunkel's song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, captures so many young people's heart at that time who were disillusioned by so many things, including the assassination of JFK, an assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., and Vietnam War. They were totally disillusioned, young people. And then they heard this song, Bridge Over Troubled Water. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, this song touched the heart of these disillusioned young people. Simon and Paul Simon wrote this song while he was listening to this gospel song. Oh Mary, don't you weep. He was listening to this gospel song all day, and all of a sudden, this inspiration came. And he later confessed that, I don't know where it came from. It just flows from the depth of my soul. I just wrote it. And then he wrote Bridge Over Trouble, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he wrote it. And then, so when that song became very popular, he met this singer who sang that song. He gave check right away, right there, because he was so successful with this song. And so one jazz musician said, this Bridge Over Troubled Water is not just written by Simon, Paul Simon, but it's written by him and God. So, I mean, while he was listening to this gospel song, he wrote this song, that's why it has gospel flavor in this song, one of my favorite songs. We all experience sometimes that we are weary, feeling small. That is when we experience our own frailty, weakness, finitude, and helplessness. And we don't like it. We don't like to feel that way. We don't feel powerful, capable, invincible. That's what we want to feel. We want to believe that we are capable of doing anything. That's why young people, you know, they like hero movies, Marvel series. Captain America, Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Thor. These movies were not around, available for us when I was young. To me, it was Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon. You know, after watching that movie, I came out, I felt so empowered. 20, 30 people, if I have a nunchuck, I can beat them all. Made me feel powerful. That's what we like. But that's not our reality. Many times we feel powerless. Tramper Longman, an Old Testament scholar, commenting on Abraham, said, being human is not being safe or comfortable. Being human is being uncertain, being on the way to an unknown place. Yes, that's what being human is. We are faced with many challenges, and often we feel that we don't have strength or capability. We don't know how, we have no idea of how to deal with these challenges, because many times we just avoid these challenges. We deny these challenges. So when actually these challenges come, we don't know what to do. We are very sheltered. So we only deal with the small problems. But when challenges come, because we never dealt with it, when challenges come, we just don't know what to do. Finitude, fallibility, and ultimate dependence, these are structural to our existence, James Luther May said, and we often forget that. David did not know what to do either. All his life he was good, but after he became a king, he had so many problems. So much darkness. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to deal with this life. So what did he do? He wrote. When he didn't know what to do, he wrote poems. He just wrote on his book. Every time when he felt that, he wrote poems, prayers. Sometimes that helps, my friends. When you're in deep trouble, just write. Just write anything. Just write how you feel. Buy a small notebook and just write down whatever you feel. It can be prayer. It can be your just lamentation. Anything. Just write. That's what David did. He wrote continuously. So he wrote so many psalms. He just wrote it. And then, while writing, he was turning to God. His face was turning to God. And then he found a solution for his life. While he was writing, he was slowly turning to God. And he found a solution. David experienced something totally different that he didn't know this. So he confessed this way. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. He discovered this. He discovered this truth. This Almighty God did not forget me. I feel so small. I have so much darkness in me, and nobody remembers me. I'm forgotten. I'm lost. And yet, this Almighty God never forgot me. He was mindful of me. Not only God remembered him, but God crowned him with glory. God crowned him with glory. So he said, yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. He went through the dark forest. He went through the darkness and he came to an opening. He saw the stars. And then he realized it's God who made them all, and that God remembers me. That God is mindful of me. He discovered who God was. He discovered who he was. He realized that he was not just an insignificant dirt, but he was a precious jewel, honored with a crown of glory. You are not just an insignificant dirt. You are precious jewel in God's eyes. You may be invisible to the world and to other people, but you are very visible to God. He discovered this truth when he felt small. That's a mystery. Often, when you feel small, that's when God appears to you. That's what so many people testify. When you feel so small and insignificant, that's when God appears to you. I don't know why, but that's the way it is. When you feel small, faith becomes a very important tool. Until then, faith is not, you don't even know the significance and the powerfulness of faith. But when you feel so small and insignificant, you realize how important faith is, how powerful your faith is. So when you feel small, don't give up. That's when you meet God. Exercise your faith, and through your faith, experience God. And that faith will reshape you, will honor you. That's how you overcome the challenges of life. All the time life will be good. Sometimes challenges will come, definitely. But you have to know how to deal with them. When you know how to deal with them, you'll be filled with peace and confidence.